Then that is what to do on Shabbos, yeah? That's the means the person takes the packet and he tears the packet in a destructive way. So, yeah, quite right. You've got to be careful not to make an open. You've got to be careful not to tear letters, obviously. But if you do that normally, that's the safest way of opening up things. Some poskim allow one to open up certain packets in a normal way. So we said that's a Shabbos, but many other poskim disagree with that. It depends on one's minig for this. We spoke about also letters, for example, tearing open letters. If you want to read a letter, so that we said was a problem, really. The Mishnah Berurah holds that that's a problem. Opening up letters is not this heter for food. It's only food purposes I've got a heter. But tearing up non-food purposes has not got this heter. I mean, tissues and things to do with food, lamoshal, I don't know what, paper cups and plastic forks and knives and all that, that's allowed. But when it comes to newspapers and things like that, it looks like many poskim take on, that's not got this heter. Someone showed me a copy from something, a Rav, who's allowed actually tearing newspapers. I mean, it's interesting, he quoted the Shmuel Shabbos. I think Gerard of the Shmuel Shabbos not making on this point. The Shmuel Shabbos holds that, he asks Derek Kasher, why is it that food you're allowed to, and not letters? It's also called a Tzorech. But the Maisi doesn't allow it. He says himself it's not really allowed, such a thing. So L'chaira, one should be careful, one should open all these things before Shabbos. Toilet paper we also spoke about. We said toilet paper, someone stuck. So there were various eats what to do, but someone gets stuck with a toilet paper. The best is to get a non-Jew to cut it, or if one's mummy's stuck, then one can tear it, kelachiyat, we said. Yeah, you can tear it in a derech shinri. Okay, then we said that was more or less it about Hilchas Kareh, as far as I remember. One other thing, those plastic containers, again, I did ask someone, I met someone the next day, and that's what you asked, really. The plastic containers have got this little... there's a little clip there to put your finger underneath and you pierce it off and then you can lift up the lid. Yeah, everyone knows what I'm talking about? Yeah. The mice, it's not so common anymore now. I mean, you do get them still, but the mice, they've cut down a lot on it, actually. Now they use, a lot of them have got like a plastic cellophane, plastic thing that goes around it. That's much better, that. To tear that plastic off is career der kilkul. You're ripping it off, you get to your food, that's no problem at all. Yeah? This little lip over here that we said, l'chor, that could be a problem because there you're making the keli a better keli. That means beforehand, if only you could get the lid off, you could put your finger around the side or put a knife around another side of the keli and lift off the lid. But it's not so easy to do. By you removing this little tab there, then when the tab comes off, it's much easier to remove this top. That's a different story. So maybe it could well be you made a keli with this. So the chari, one shouldn't do that on Shabbos. I mean, if one's stuck on Shabbos, one hasn't taken it off, the best thing to do is put a knife around the side or do it with your fingers around the side rather than, doing that. That's all the same shayla. Milk bottle shayla is the same as the lemonade bottle shayla. Same as Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said the lemonade bottles, so he times got a shame keli beforehand. And when you put it on, you could still take it off in a way that you could use it somewhere else. These milk bottle things are the same. Okay. Metal, where's the metal? Oh, paper, that's all right. They're taking the paper off.
You mean
a
hanger then?
No, taking the...
You mean
no, but that's not like ketchup, this. This is not like ketchup, this one.
No,
he's right. Some of the milk bottles are right. No, some of the milk bottles have got a lid, and when you take a lid off, they've got a piece of foil. They've got a piece of foil there, which you pull off. That's okay. No, because that keli, that milk bottle was always a keli. That's like that milk bottle before you got it was a keli. It goes to the cow place wherever when they make the cow with the milk, when they get the milk, and then it gets filled up into that bottle. But that bottle was always a keli. So you're not making a new keli when you take off the lid, when you take off that foil from the mouthpiece.
We don't talk about taking paper, making it the ketchup.
The ketchup one. I'll cut that in a minute. Let me explain something. On a milk bottle, what happens with a milk bottle? You take the lid off the milk bottle. That's a question. It's got a ring around it, yeah? So you have to know, when you break that ring off, are you making a keli on that lid? That's a question of Shlomo Zalman and others. That's a big question. Okay, that's a big matter of apostle. But let's say you took the lid off before Shabbos, let's say, right? And you forgot to take the foil off. That foil is not a problem. Because Pashtus, that foil, when you put it off, is going to go straight in the dustbin. It's a creational kilkul. It's going to get thrown away. There's no problem. The ketchup bottle was worse because when you undo the lid and you pull the foil off, that's all right. But the problem with the ketchup bottle is you put the lid back on again. And that lid now stays on, lo'il and void. Your milk bottle, hopefully, will not stay alone and void now, yeah? Your milk bottle, when you have your milk with coffee the next morning, you're going to take it off. So the ketchup bottle is much worse in a way, yeah? Because the ketchup bottle, why happens the ketchup bottle is that the lid stays on. Mash ink in the milk bottle, it's not like that. Yeah? Okay, that's what he said. And then we finished off, one other thing we finished off was, I don't know if we mentioned it also properly, and that was a page of a new safer. Yeah, that sometimes when you get a new safer, I just had this actually last week, a new safer I opened up, and for some reason the guillotine hadn't cut the paper. So in the mice, that's a serious problem, to cut that, the moisture, someone takes the knife. During a week, what I would do is I take a sharp knife and I cut the paper. The moisture, let's say, safer like this over here, and I open up the pages, and this page over here is stuck together. These two pages are stuck together. It happens that the guillotine didn't cut it properly. So I put a knife through here and then slice it in order to get a nice sharp cut. Open it. That you can't do on Shabbos. That's a serious problem. I mean, you've got a few problems there. You've got a problem of Tikkun Keli. Could be you're making now you're making the whole book finished. It's a complete book. You're also doing Korea Shal Tikkun. You're tearing off. It's going to be it's a valuable thing what you're doing. And it could be Machatik as well. You can't decide. You want it a nice size. That's a serious problem. If you've got, Lamosh, let's say, we spoke about this very briefly, Lamosh, someone's got some sticky food on the writing here, and closed it, and now the paper stuck to this writing. So that was also an interesting point. What do we say about that? We didn't want to speak about this. So it's not Korea, really, because it's an accident. It got stuck together by accident. It's not called Korea, it's not which happens by mistake there, the Korea. But we saw last time it could be a problem of moichel occlusive. If the sticky stuff is on writing, and when you take off that sticky stuff, it's going to come off the writing, then that could be a problem of moich, the Bach says, or close of one of the things. You're revealing a letter there. That could be worse. Now, that's that one I have to be careful about. But if it's on a margin, let's say the sticky thing is on a margin, so to separate that is not a problem. Okay. Now, Adkar Hilchus Korea, I think it was an interesting malacha. Now, another malacha, Hilchus Sod. It's also a very interesting malacha, Hilchus Sod. Trapping animals. So I think most people will tell you, where do we come into Hilchus Sod? It doesn't really. Where do you trap animals on Shabbos? What? Well, I want to catch a fly, a bee, let's say, for example. Well, I'll tell you what, I had an interesting shadow once. You've got a spider running along the room, let's say, for example. I'll just tell you one thing interesting. It's mice, you want to sweep it up into the dustpan and then take it out into the garden. Is that sod? An open dustpan.
Why?
Because it's very restricted. You can't really. Where's it going to go to? That's sod. Is that sod? You don't let it get out.
No, I let it get out. You can't.
Well, why can't I? I'm saying, so you trapped it. You
jump out.
What?
Jump out.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm not sure we can do it.
But someone else shut the door there and leave a spider there. That's sod. You can't get out.
Well, Mark, I'm going to speak about this myself, but here, Mummy confines a very small space. It's a tiny space over here. You could, Mummy, put your hand.
Jump out.
If he can jump out, can he jump out?
Well,
he's not
giving it off
shit
if he wants to, he can.
I'm not so sure he can.
If you put it in a cup,
same thing. Yeah, you tell me you can put it in a cup as well.
Open cup?
Yeah.
You can crawl over it, you can crawl out. That's not
right. What do you mean? As it's in there.
You can trap it inside out.
Yeah, that's definitely not that. But even the inside cup, so maybe you can say it jump out. That's the question you have to know. Can it jump out? If it could.
You can crawl out. You can't jump it, you can crawl out. Goes in there, it falls down.
Yes, that's what we're going to see. That's why it's not so posh what you're saying. You've restricted this area quite a bit. But I said, well, it's been nice. Coming out outside. It's a good thing we're doing it, I can see. Good thing we're learning how to stop. Okay, so this is one of the Lama Test blocks. Well, it's Mamas this week's effort, actually. What did they do? Where was the sod in the Mishkan? What did they do? So there's various things what they did. Either, I don't know why, for some reason, Rashi brings down, as far as I remember, they did it on the top of the Tachash animal to get the skins for the ureus. The chayra, all the things, the goat skin, the tchela, or tchela is another one, Rashi says also the chalozin, they had to catch the chalozin, they had to catch the fish, or whatever it was the chalozin was, they had to catch it, that was also tzot. So that was involving the making of the mishkan, that's how we learn out there was a problem. Basically, the melach of tzot is to capture a living creature in such a way that it's now in one's possession. He's now the balabos over it, that means he's limited the space of what it is, that it's now, it's now restricted in its movement. Min ha-Torah, the malach of tzod, only applies to an animal which is normally trapped. That means you trap it for its meat, or to use the leather, the skin, you want the skin, or you trap it as a pet. That means the person, it's normal, the derech is normally to trap it. I'll give you an example. I wrote some examples down over here. I must say it's interesting. The moshul deer, okay, you want the meat. Rabbits. So people have got pets of rabbits. So that could also be, it's called a minnow-nitzer. It's a type that one catches. Guinea pigs. Okay, people also catch dogs. People trap dogs. Cats. Huh? What? Yeah. Squirrels, even monkeys. Monkeys also, the mice. A lot of people catch them. A lot of people. It's caught. They are caught. I don't know what you do with the monkeys. Pigeons, doves. These things are animals that are trapped, either for the meat, skin, or to play with. I mean, yeah. However, other animals, lemoshal, which are generally not trapped, lemoshal, scorpions, wasps. People don't generally trap them. A wasp. Ants, also, I think, the mass of people don't generally trap ants. It's not something we trap. Flies. It's not something that's normally trapped. Moths, rats, mice. They're not normally caught in order to have some benefit from it. I mean, why the person catches them, he wants to get rid of them. Even though you go to these pet shops, the mice, and you see mice and rats, and they're there for sale there. But someone told me it's a different sort of mice that we know running around, if it's true. Hamsters, all these things, that's it. People get guinea pigs, these things people definitely get. But Marshall, I don't know about mice in one's house. I mean, I'm sure Marshall doesn't have them, but the mice, you can go to these pet shops, the mice you can see sometimes they're selling mice and rats there. What? Little white ones, yeah. But someone told me it's a different mint. But someone told me it's a different mint to the one we got in our house. Is that true? I don't know, it's a chiddush, I don't know.
Wild,
what?
They're wild and tame.
What is the difference? I wonder if it's such a thing. Right, it's interesting. I would have thought mice is something you don't normally catch, but I'm saying you go to the pet shop, you see they've got for sale. They've got for sale there. The people buy mice and they've got also rats there as well. So I don't know what it's called. It makes a big difference whether you can trap it on shop.
That's it, you were normal
with eyeball. Depends on what, doesn't depend on you. Yeah, that's what the oil do. It's called minnow nitzer. Is it a species which is normally trapped, or is it a species not trapped? The mice, they're both also to do. If it's a min which is trapped, it's normal to trap it. They're both also. One's also in our Torah. Minnow nitzer, the animal which is normally the derech is to trap it, that's also in our Torah.
So can I put the rabbit back in this
thing? I'm sure that's a good question. Yeah? That's a good question. Yeah. Someone just told me today that, Kiddush actually, told me that Chosn was in that soul. For some reason, someone bought him a hamster, two hamsters, for a chasna present. I tell you. Anyway, the kid said he didn't know what to do with it. So he put it in his room, and he let it out in the cage. He shut the door. And he let it run around in the room. So this person told me, he met him the next day, and he asked him, how's everything? He said, yeah, if someone gave you a present yesterday of two mice, or two hamsters, I don't know what to do with them. I don't know. No idea. He said, so he told him, I left them out in the room, you know, running around. So the person said, make sure you don't open that door. Once you open that door, you won't have to close it again. If you open that door and the mice could come out on Shabbos, talking about Shabbos, yeah, on Shabbos, it was a Friday, got married on Thursday night. So he told me if he opens the door on Shabbos, yeah, quite right, on Shabbos, and then he wants to close it quickly, he's got a problem. Why has he got a problem? Let's just come to that one, it's very important. Let's just go on with it. First of all, the first act of Dominic Hilton's story, which is very important to know, is it a type of animal that's normally caught? If it's an animal that's normally caught, like deer, dogs, cats, or anything like that, that can be with it a Melach Manatoh. To catch it on Shabbos. Number two, if it's an animal which is not normally caught, an insect which is not normally caught, you don't normally catch them, means even you want it, you want to play with it, but the mice is not the way of the world normally to catch them, that is already an Issa Drabon. Two. Now there's another interesting Hakdoma, and that is what's called catching an animal on Shabbos. What is the criteria? So the Pasuk says that is very interesting. How close must it be? How confined must it be? So normally an animal is considered trapped if you can get it where it is now in one go. That means you don't have to run around to get it. You've trapped it in such a narrow area that in one go you can't. Now obviously every animal is different. Once you've got a deer and you put it in the small pen, that is called trapped. If you've got a fly in the small pen, that's nothing. It's not going to do anything there, yeah? Because obviously every animal will be different. But generally, the criteria is to be called a melacha min haTorah, in inverted commas, a proper trapping, is where you've got it in such a position that you could just go to it more or less, you can walk around to it and be able to catch it in one swoop. Oh, very good. So, 1 minute. Now, the next level, though, however, that's min haTorah. So, Moshe, someone takes the deer from the wild and he brings it into a very small pen on Shabbos. Moshe, let's say the deer was in the wild. It went into a very small pen by itself, and you go behind it, you close the door now, and it's trapped in that very small pen. You have done an Issa min haTorah tzot. It's minnow nitzer, it's a normal animal that's caught. You've confined it into a very small area, so small that you can really get it in one go. That makes it now a melacha min haTorah. If, for example, the animal is restricted from its natural freedom, but it's still in a very big area, It's an area which is very loosely, it can run around. So the model, you've got a deer, for example, which comes into a big field. And you close the door of the field. So beforehand, it could run around wherever it wanted. You've now restricted, to a certain degree, its, what do you call it, its freedom. That is osmi rabon.
Because you can't catch it in one go.
Yeah, you can't catch it in one go. It can still run around. What?
That's very different. You can't catch it in one go.
Yeah. Yeah, so that makes it a drop on, yeah? So now you've got it in a big...
Whatever size field it is, 2 miles, square miles.
Chora, yeah. Once you restrict it, it came from the open, mamish. It came from the open and you put it into a field, which, and then you close the door, so you've restricted it to a certain degree.
You jumped over the fence into your land.
No, that's not. You didn't close the door. You can't close the door. No, you can't close it. Once you close it...
If you came in...
Ah, you mean it can't jump over?
Well,
if it can jump over, then it's not called trapped. Yes, yeah, so I'm saying if it let's say it managed to get over by some miracle, and now you close the door, that's the problem. You've restricted it. Yeah, that's part two. Even if it's in a large field, though, let's say you've got this horse in a large field, to confine it now to a smaller area, let's say to restrict it even more, where it can be easily caught. Yeah, that's also the problem again. That means it's in a big field. And you now bring it to a smaller area where you can get it in one swoop, you've done an Issa Rabon. It's not an Issa Minatoria because it was already confined to a certain degree. But to limit it more, that's the problem. So someone's asking over here, the Moshe, you've got a fly in the room here, and you shut the door. So the Chori, you've restricted it, Midrabon, you've restricted it a bit. Because why would it originally go out the whole house?
You want it. So if you want it.
You want it.
Walk out the door, I should go behind it. I don't want the fly.
Well, so now you have to know. There's two things over here. Quite right. There's two things. Let's talk about, for example, there's a fly in the room. And he doesn't like the fly in the room. So he wants to close the door to make sure the fly can't get anywhere else. That means he's closing the door for that purpose.
So in my bedroom, I've got an ensuite, right? And the light's on. And the thing's buzzing around in my room. Driving me mad. Yeah. Constantly Friday night. I open my ensuite, the light goes on, it goes straight to there. Shut the door. And he's in my ensuite, the light's on to bang, the door shut.
That is it,
it follows the light.
I'm sorry, but that's a bit of a problem. You've confined your space.
I don't want the fly, I want it out of my room. I'm right in there.
Yeah, but you want it not where you are. You want it not where you are.
Buzzing around, I'm bringing it to
there. No, that's what I mean. You're an ensuite. What does that mean?
The fly's in his room.
Ah, the fly's in your bedroom.
Yes.
And it's disturbing you.
Buzzing around.
But I also come see with that. You open ensuite, it goes in there, in the toilet, wherever, and you shut the door.
Then it goes straight to the light.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. And he's quite. Door. Yeah, but that. The
Chora.
Doing
a favour. He loves the light. You're trapped
him now. No, but I think he's right here, because here you've done mummage nothing. You've taken from a bigger area to a smaller area, but that smaller area still can't cup it in one go. You understand? This is much better what you're saying. You've taken it from a big area, your bedroom, you moved it to a smaller area, but that smaller area is also useless. But you couldn't get it in one swoop.
Yeah,
this is a very good case, actually, this case. Our case that we said was Osu Rabon is, you, for example, you take it from the wild, you take it into an area which is confined. It's a big area, but it's confined. That's Osu Rabon. So take it from an area which is confined and restrict it, that you can get it in one swoop, is also Osu Rabon. But if you take it from a big area which is confined with a fence around it, and you take it to a small area, but it still can run around, then that's not even Osu. So the Chora, this case of the fly, you still can't get it.
It's not
Osu. It's not Osu. He's right, the Chora. It's not Osu. Because this case now, you can't get it. You restricted the space, but you haven't achieved anything with restricting the space. I mean, of course, you could sleep.
That's a small
case.
Get a fly.
Sorry. Yeah, very small. Sure, it's very hard. A fly is normally very hard to get. Unless you get it in a cup.
It's only often the fly.
A fly is very hard to catch. Yeah. That's fucking true. A fly is very, very rare to get to the case where it's Osu.
You're not allowed to catch it with a cup.
To put it in a cup and put a lid over it, that's mummy's trapping it.
So in a cup, you walk like this.
But if the fly can get out, that's the not a problem then still.
Yeah.
If the fly can get out, then it's not a problem. You haven't trapped it. You understand? There's no reason why the fly can't get out of the case still. To put something over the lid, then that would be a problem. Okay, what? What, trap or not trap?